Hi there, welcome back to lesson three, where we're talking about rituals, abundance, wishes, and bringing forth new ideas and thoughts and feelings. So we talked about this a lot already in the course. The new moon is a time of initiation and new beginnings. It's definitely that time to plant the seed of what you want to grow in your life. And you can do that by making a wish, setting an intention, a promise, a vow, any of the words that you want to use. Now, one of the things that I truly believe is in the power of prayer. You know, every religious or spiritual text it has written, ask and you shall receive. So how do we get the things or go forward in the way that we want to without asking? We have to let the universe know what it is that we're looking for and what it is that we want to bring in. You can definitely do that through prayer, but I love tools. And this is one of the reasons why I love rosary beads and I love prayer beads and I love mala beads and I love spells and I love energy jars and I love all of those things, because the new moon and using these tools to perform these rituals is just a way of harnessing the energy and pulling in even more intention and energy and sacredness to what it is that you want to do. So the first thing I would say is to create an altar for your new moon. And the altar is a place where you're going to collect your sacred objects. You can put pictures, things that you found. You can use herbs for healing that are symbolic, that are going to connect with the properties that you want to add to your ritual. Stones and crystals can go on your altar. Candles are very magical. And you can put all of the four elements on your altar as well. If you want to do earth, air, wind, fire. No, that's not right. That's it. Hang on. Fire, wind, earth, water. There we go. So preparing for your ritual is kind of the most important thing. And so knowing that you need to smudge, and you can do a smudge with salt. You can sprinkle salt around the space. You can use sage and you can burn sage. You can use cedar. You can use full moon water. You can sprinkle water around. You can use bells, chiming bells, whatever you want to use to clear your space. It's about clearing the space and saying that prayer and that intention. Also about clearing your mind. So I love to like play music and have a lot of deep breathing exercises and meditation before I go into doing some of my rituals. The next thing I'll do is I'll really focus on being grounded, because it's important to stay connected to the earth's energy, because you're going to be working with spirit. So spirit raises our vibration, but we also want to stay grounded and connected to the earth at all times. Grounded could be eating. Grounded could be washing your hands. Grounded could be a visualization, which is what I do, is I visualize that I have a cord coming from my root chakra and I see it going all the way down to the layers of the earth, tying to a giant rose quartz in the center of the earth, and then the energy coming back up and just grounding to the bottom of my feet. So all great ways and things that you should be doing before you do your new moon. Then you've got your space ready, you've got your energy ready, you've set your intentions. First thing I do, the staple of my new moon, is I make a list of what I want to draw into my life and I dream big. The new moon is a moment for you to bring in everything that seems that it might be so far out of reach for you, and it's about creating new visions that you're now going to make them your reality. They're not just words on paper. They have to be feelings and emotions, and how you feel if you had this, and what you do if you had this, and how it can change your life if you had this. And I always set my intentions like they're in the now. So I write them not like they're going to come, but I write them like they're already here. I see the images in the dreams and I see myself in them, and I associate with them like it has already happened. It's like planting a seed. I know that that fruit is going to grow from that seed. It's just a matter of time. And I have complete faith that when I put a potato in the ground, it will make more potatoes. It's the same thing I do in the new moon. I know that I put that potato wish in my spell, and I know it's going to. You can burn your wish once you've lit it up, because remember, fire for the new moon is really important to me. So you can go ahead and burn it, so I see the smoke is going to the universe. You can go ahead and put it in water. Some people have been known to put things into the freezer and freeze them. It's all about your intention and what feels right and what works right for you. You can be really creative. You can tie your intentions to a balloon and set them off, or to a lantern. You can wrap them around a stick and offer them to the fire. You can put lavender and rose quartz in a small pouch and you can carry it around with you in your purse until the full moon. You can take a mortar and pestle and you can crush up all the herbs and things that symbolize what it is that you're trying to create, and you can put them in a jar and you can add wine or water, or you can sprinkle them at your front door, or you can blow them off like a wish into the forest. Anything is possible. I really hate giving like very specifics, because I feel like you can cabbage yourself into doing one thing when there's so many, 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 many things that you can do. So a big part of finding success with new moon intentions is what's going to come after. So you need to make sure that you're aware. You need to make sure that you journal about what you did. You need to make sure that you put things in a visible spot. So if you want something to remind yourself of the intention or of the prayer that you've set out, you can place that on your altar. So I have a lot of spells that are happening right now that are actually jars sitting on my altar, and I love to seal them with wax so I know nobody's getting in there going to be able to read it. You can celebrate the change. So when things happen, I get excited about them and I celebrate them. And that's my way of just stepping out of my comfort zone and my shell and letting other people know, oh my God, I did this and it came forward for me. And this is what happened, and this is how excited I am. You can, of course, take a salts bath and light candles all around you, and maybe put some essential oils or lavender into your bath. You can perform private rituals that are alone, or you can have an entire party. You can do something online if you want. You can do whatever appeals to you. So if it's about wanting to create a new job, maybe you do that with a candle ceremony and you light the candle and you seal, you know, the candle with a green stamp or something that feels like abundance to you, because green relates to the color abundance. And if you want to bring in new love, maybe you write down all of the things that the person has and you place it underneath your pillow. If you want to attract money, maybe you do a money spell and you put some coins into a jar and you add some incense and you add some rosemary and some thyme and some chamomile, which is great for abundance, and you put it all in there and you place that on your altar, and you know that each time that you look at it or that you connect with it, the thoughts that you think are about new beginnings and abundance coming into your life. There's no wrong way to do this. I've given you lots of ideas. Now you just need to follow through with abundance, wishing, and birthing new ideas.